The ordinance includes synthetic cannabinoids, or fake pot. It also includes what is commonly referred to as bath salts. St. Pete City Council member Steve Cornell is a social worker who helps high school kids.
I have kids whose lives are just impaired for the rest of their life because of this kind of garbage.
Meanwhile, today, across the bay, the Tampa City Council also passed on first reading an ordinance banning synthetic drugs that's compatible with another ordinance in Hillsborough County. Councilmember Frank Reddick echoed criticism that synthetic drugs are dangerous.
It's a serious problem, and just the other day to read on and see on the news where a store owner was arrested, I believe it was in St. Pete, and they showed the display with how much he had in one store. It was a humongous amount of synthetic drugs that were laid out from the police report in the police officer room. Investigation room where they put all this stuff and spread it out on the table.
Two people from the public spoke in favor of the ordinance in St. Pete. Kurt Donnelly said synthetic drugs sometimes have little long-term effects on some people, but cause lasting defects in others.
I've interviewed somebody who worked in manufacturing spots for one of these. Basically, they just put plant matter in a bin, and some guy with a paint sprayer sprays this crap on there. So it could be globbed in one spot and none in another, and this plant matter could be moldy and all that kind of stuff. They couldn't care less.
The ordinance was drafted at the beckoning of St. Pete Mayor Bill Foster and the St. Petersburg Police Department. They say it will make enforcement of Florida laws easier because it's often hard to tell which substances are prohibited under state provisions. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.